On the same day, the commemoration of the holy martyr Eupsychius. Eupsychius was born and reared in Caesarea of Cappadocia during the reign of Hadrian. The authorities were informed that he did not worship the Greek gods, but rather honored Christ. He was seized by the prince of Cappadocia, stretched out, and his side scraped. Then he was cast into prison where he lay, scarcely alive. An angel of the Lord appeared to him and healed his wounds. Not long thereafter, he was released from the dungeon. It was by God's providence that he was liberated so that his numerous possessions would not fall into the hands of godless pagans, but could be distributed for the benefit of the poor. Indeed, all that he had inherited from his forefathers he gave to the poor, except for a certain portion which he gave to those who had informed on him, honoring them as his benefactors, inasmuch as they were responsible for his sufferings. When Prince Sapricius became ruler of Caesarea, St. Eupsychius was again seized. He was suspended and his side scraped for a long time, after which he was beheaded by the sword. It is said that instead of blood, milk and water flowed forth from his wounds.